We're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we are here to discuss cars, car repair, and my new puzzler, which I stole out of a book, and I can't remember what book it was.
So you don't know the answer.
I don't know the answer.
But you know the question.
I think I know the question.
That's as good as I can ever do.
Here's the question. Three guys go out fishing. They decide in advance that whatever they catch, they're going to divvy it up
equally.
Was
this a motorized boat or a sailboat?
This was a sailboat because this is a non-automotive question.
Okay. Right, don't so forget. They go out fishing. Yeah. Like, so, was this during the week?
Stop interrupting. Is this what you have to,
this
you have to put up
go
with
ahead.
Every week? What a pain in the butt this is.
I'm sorry. I'll try to be good.
So they decide in advance that whatever fish they catch, they're going to divvy them up three ways evenly.
As they catch them?
No.
Okay.
When they get back to port. So All they right. finish fishing for the day. They pull back into port. And they're going to sleep on the boat overnight, get up in the morning, divvy up the fish to go home. In the middle of the night, however, one of the guys has a severe hemorrhoidal flare-up. And he's got to get to the drugstore right away to buy some stuff, preparation, whatever it is.
Yeah.
G, B. So he goes to take his third of the fish, and he notices that the number that they caught is not divisible by three.
Ah.
Unless he throws one of the fish overboard. So he does. He throws one of the fish overboard, takes his
so
third.
So like if for 100 fish, he threw one away.
And took 33.
And took 33. I got it.
Leaving
okay.
66.
Got it.
But it's not the right answer.
No?
No. So he takes his third and he leaves. Somehow, a few hours later in the middle of the night, another guy wakes up with horrible stomach pains. Gotta have the K-O-Pectate. Gotta have it. So they're gonna bump into each other at the drugstore. He says, I'll take my third of the fish and then I'll go home because I can't stay here like this. So he goes to take his third and he notices, interestingly, the same thing, that he can't take a third unless he throws one fish overboard. So he throws one fish overboard, takes his third, and goes home.
Got it.
Third guy, whose stomach is fine, whose hemorrhoids have not flared up, he gets up in the morning, and he realizes that he hasn't taken his third of fish, but he's going to go home anyway. He figures the other guys are still sleeping.
Got it.
So he says, I'll just take my third, and I'll go. And when they wake up, they can take their third.
And they'll get stuck paying the fuel bill.
Right. However, he realizes that he can't take a third.
Let me guess. Not divisible by three.
Not divisible by
Sonya
three.
Sonya Henny's tutu.
What are the chances of that? He throws one fish overboard, takes his third, and leaves.
Got
Question.
It.
What is the smallest number of fish by which this little scenario could have taken place? Not the smallest fish. That would be like minnows. The smallest number
that they
that
started
they
out with.
Caught.
Right.
That they started with when they pulled into port. That's it, man. If you think you know the answer to this puzzle, you write it on the back of a $20 bill or an aging corn muffin.
Ah.
And you send it to Puzzler Tower, Car Talk Plaza, Box 3500, Harvard Square, Cambridge.
Ah! Our fair city.
Excellent. Perfectly done. Massachusetts 02238. Or you can email your answer from cartalk.com. And the phone number is 1-888-CAR-TALK if you want to talk to us. That's 8-882-278-25-5. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Well done. So next week, I'm the one that has to forget the answer to the puzzle.
You have to forget the question.
I'll try to remember that.
I have to figure out the answer between now and then.
Good luck. Hello, you're on Car Talk.